Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, guys, you know how much I enjoy the sport of baseball.
Do you? Is that a sport?
It is a very nice sport. Very nice.
Speaking of baseball.
Yes.
I know you're kind of derail your thing here.
Oh, you want to know?
Okay. I heard some interesting stats over the weekend.
Really?
On how boring baseball is.
See?
I'm telling you, man, they actually came up with some stats on how much excitement there's not, basically.
Where's your source?
I don't care about the source. It was just good. It was just good stuff.
This is on the back NFL document, I'm sure, you know?
Yeah. I wish I had it in front of me. Listen. But it was like, yep, that's exactly what I thought.
Listen.
There was like hours and hours between actual one piece of excitement to the next.
Baseball is one of the most exciting sports that you can actually watch or participate in.
Very, very little action.
Large scheduled games that begins in April all the way to October, Chris. I mean, this is almost a 5-6 month stretch of time.
Mm-hmm. And waste of time.
Boring.
Anyway, what was this? What were you talking about earlier?
I was saying something. Yes, I was saying something. Well, you know, the All-Star break is coming up this week. The
All-Star break.
Yes, they do. They do. and they break halfway through the season. To do this little all-star game where the best of the best come out and compete. But, you know, during this time, there's a lot of news that breaks out about baseball and what's happening. And something interesting just came out. You know, when I was a younger teenager, I was and still am a fan of the New York Mets. And one of my favorite players was Daryl Strawberry.
I remember him.
And my dad took me to one game, which was a big deal at Shea Stadium before they tore down that stadium. And every time Daryl, he was a right fielder, so every time he'd get up, they'd call him Daryl or Strawberry. It was a big, big, big thing. And he hit a home run, the one game that I went to. He hit a home run that game. Mm. And on his home run, the apple comes up. He was a big home run hitter. And later in his career, he actually went to play for the New York Yankees. But Daryl battled with drugs and alcohol and cocaine and crack. I mean, just had a really bad, bad downward spiral. And as he older, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you know, I really cheered this guy on. I hate to see that he's struggling like this in his life, and it's just, you know, horrible. Mm-hmm. Well, I got some interesting news over the weekend. Not only is Daryl Strawberry no longer on any kind of drugs or alcohol or any of those things, he is a believer.
Oh wow.
But not only is he a Christian, he is an ordained minister.
Get out.
Yes, Daryl Strawberry is an ordained minister now in Missouri. Mm-hmm. And it's just so, so cool to see things come full circle.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, and he goes on to say, USA Today did the original interview, but now it's been picked up through a lot of multiple resources. This is Christian Post talking about it. And basically he says he is an now-ordained he's an out-ordained minister leading a wide-ranging ministry, including Christian-based recoveries. And he's quoted in USA Today as saying, "I'm over Strawberry," quote-unquote. It was his first, basically, interview with them since becoming a preacher. And he says, "I'm over the Mets. I'm over the Yankees. I don't want to exist as Daryl Strawberry, the player."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he goes on to say, "People don't understand that that's no longer you. Uh-huh. I'm not a baseball player anymore. That person is dead."
Oh, wow.
And one of his favorite scriptures, and is mine too, is that if any man be in Christ, all things pass away, and behold, all things become new. It's in 2 Corinthians. And, you know, when you give your life to the Lord, you know, who you used to be and that person, you know, is dead, is no longer. You become a new creation, and the Word of God, you know, as you give your life to the Lord, there's a transformation, a metamorphosis, if you will, that occurs. You're no longer what you used to be, and God is the one. Because you couldn't save yourself, so you couldn't save yourself, you couldn't really change yourself.
Right.
And God is the one that begins to transform you. He is the one that begins to work sanctification through you, and you change from what you used to be to this whole new person. Your spirit man has been born again. You become alive.
Right.
And your spirit is what connects with God. And it's so important to remember that, that let that old person be gone with, you know, what how you used to think and world ideologies and concepts and what you thought was correct. It's amazing. I look back at my own life and I look back at who I was prior to getting saved. And I look at that guy. I can't even connect with him. I say, I pity that guy. I say, wow, man, I'm glad God saved you. And you look objectively and just look back at your life and thinking, my goodness, if I stayed on that path, where would I be today? And I'm thankful for God's saving power, and I'm really excited about what God has done with Daryl Strawberry. He has a wife, Tracy, and they both minister at large now in their church, and they do recovery programs. I believe she's a former person that was addicted to drugs. And it's just so powerful when you have folks that are living testimonies and are saying, listen, I don't want to be associated with that other part of my life anymore. That which brought me fame and all that other stuff was also used in my life because I didn't couldn't handle it to bring me my destruction. I'm okay with just being who God wants me to be. And that's good. I want to encourage you. Anything that, that was in your life before that brought you to a place that wasn't good, and God's like, you know, it's okay to let that go. It's okay to say, you know what? You know, I am what I am in Christ Jesus and nothing else. And that's enough. Listen, if you have God in your life, that's all that you need.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.